Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Petrified. This episode, The Person in the Empty Room.
Are you finished crying now, Valerie?
Shut up!
If you're going to be that unstable anytime you have to deal with something difficult, I don't think it's best that you're the executor of the estate.
I'm not unstable, Grace.
Keep your voice down. People are looking.
I really resent you repeatedly accusing me
of being... I'm not the enemy here. If you can't deal with a list of the facts, and that's what they are, facts from your own sister, those vultures circling around our parents' lives' work are going to eat you. They'll eat you, Valerie. And all the work our parents, not just your parents, because I lost my parents too, all the work they did will have been for nothing.
You're being such a bitch.
And you're weak.
You really think that, don't you?
I said it.
It's always the way. Family goes out the window when there's money involved.
I'm not going to lose my parents and my inheritance.
And you never think it'll happen to
One
you.
Fell swoop.
Not my family.
No, because of you.
You're being so hurtful.
Valerie, keep your voice down.
If Mum and Dad could see how we're falling apart without them.
You don't have a clue. You haven't a clue what our parents had to do to keep you in your little ivory tower.
Oh, you talk some amount of rubbish.
Leave me to do all the grunt work.
Get off the cross.
Listen to me. You're lunatic. I never liked you. You know that.
Well. Well. Now that we're not tied together by Mum and Dad, we can just wrap up the estate and go our separate ways.
I didn't mean to lose control like that. I should have been civil. I'm going to go. I've embarrassed myself at my behaviour. We can talk about this again.
Grace, I never want to see you again.
You won't.
Excuse me? Excuse me, could I get... Damn it! You've knocked over my water.
That waiter just asked me to leave.
Maybe you should.
Give me that napkin, will you? I'm sweating.
I'd prefer if you...
Will you just give it to me?
Here.
He's actually going to call the police like he threatened to. Scum! That's all he is.
Why is he calling the police?
You're all scum! Everyone in here! Rich, rich scum!
I'm going to leave.
Sit down! I didn't say you could go.
Your beef isn't with me, so...
But it is with you. You're one of the drapers. I just saw your sister leave.
Have you been following us?
Your family should have been followed. Maybe that would have stopped them. All those horrible things just to make yourself richer. You one percenters. All of you do is take, take, take. Whatever you can get your trotters on.
Sir, you're really frightening me and this is totally uncalled for.
Here comes the security. Took them long enough.
Please leave me alone.
They're not leaving me much time. I'd better do it quick.
Do what quick?
Hmm? Oh, this. I'd better hurry. There's still one left.
Do you want me to...
Just put the suitcase on the dressing table.
I was going to do that. I was going to say, do you want me to unpack it? Do you want me to unpack
no.
it?
No. I need to learn myself.
It's quicker this way.
I know I only have you for 2 days.
I need to get back to my own life, Valerie. You know, the world can't stop.
I'm grateful for the offer. 2 days is enough.
You'll have to be on your own sometime. You're in that institute for far too long.
I'm grateful for your offer. Please leave the case.
What did they teach you in that place?
How I'm going to cope.
You can hire someone to take care of you.
I want to take care of myself.
It's not as if you can't afford it.
Oh, here we go with money again. You're not exactly destitute.
He could have gone after either of us, Valerie.
But he didn't.
It wasn't my fault. It was just bad luck.
For me. You got what you wanted, though, didn't you? You were made executor of the estate. You got what you wanted.
It's like you think I set it up.
I don't. Leave the case. I need to learn.
Fine. I'll make you something to eat.
You'll be making yourself something to eat too, right?
What do you mean?
Well, you're not just doing it for me. You're doing it for yourself too.
Oh, just shut up.
Okay. From bed to dressing table, measure the distance, my dear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, there we go. So 4 and a bit. The wardrobe is on my right, just there. Only another million things to learn in the house. So better start now. 15, 16, 17, 17 stairs. 5, 6, 7, 7 steps from bedroom door to bathroom door. Easy. 20, 21. Wow, that's further than I thought.
Who are you on the phone to?
16.
Did you ring someone?
It's a voice note. I'm making a voice note. Distances. How many steps from one place to another?
Your phone looks like a brick.
It's a mobile for blind people. You can feel the numbers, like an old Nokia. And you can voice activate. Watch. Send a text message to Grace. What's for dinner? Now wait.
Oh, very good. What's for dinner?
And?
Hmm?
What's for dinner?
Carbonara.
My favourite.
I know.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to start from this door again because I was interrupted and continue around the kitchen.
Don't break your neck.
So I know this wall is bare until I get to the fridge, so I just run my hand along the wall.
I'll have to make sure the cleaner doesn't leave things in the middle of the floor.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and fridge. This house is too big.
It's a lot smaller than the Kildare house.
8 whole steps just to get from the door to the fridge. I'll need to get something smaller.
You can afford it anyway.
As could you.
You could afford it more, though.
Grace, you were the executor. I didn't rip you off.
Strange that it wasn't an even split.
Well, I guess they just liked me more. I'm going to wash up for dinner.
It's 8 steps from the fridge to the door.
Thank you. Sis?
What?
I mean it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I really don't mind. Just one thing.
Hmm?
I'm not going to have to feed you, am I?
Oh, piss off. Phone. Call Davis. Speakerphone.
Hello?
Hi, Davis. It's Valerie.
Oh, I didn't recognise the number.
It's a new number. New phone. Thought I'd ring you so that you'd have it.
That's great.
I'm out of the Institute. I'm not in the city anymore. I'm up in Grosvenor Lodge, Mum and Dad's getaway. Don't think I spent more than a week here altogether in all the years. Don't really know the place.
Wow. What are you doing, Valerie?
Apart from trying to make a conversation, I wanted to check in, see if you'd like to grab a drink sometime.
Listen, I don't think that's going to work for me. Things are different now.
You mean I'm different now?
No, I don't. Things were bubbling up for a long time before what happened.
In what way?
Your parents were in the news a lot before they passed.
Oh my gosh. You aren't saying you believe all that rubbish, Davis. As you should know from your own family, when you're wealthy, people like to try and take you down a peg or two.
There's a difference between taking you down a peg or two.
And what?
And the rumours that were going around.
Rumours? You're genuinely going to give that madness a moment of your time?
I don't want to fight on the phone.
Then let's meet up. We can have a drink.
Look, Val, it's just, you've been gone such a long time.
But I can't, can I?
What?
Look, you can't do that when a lunatic rams a fork into your eyes.
That's really disgusting.
No, what's disgusting is when you're attacked in public by someone who reads all that dark stuff, all those rumours in an internet chat room and believes it, like you're believing it.
Don't compare me to that person.
Some mad person makes some conspiracy theory up and it gets shared and shared and people's lives get destroyed. Mum and Dad were hounded, haunted before they passed. If you only knew how it affected them to have their names associated with something like that. All the whispers whenever they walked into a room.
Valerie, calm down.
When in the history of the world did somebody actually calm down when someone told them to calm down?
I didn't mean to upset you.
Wait till someone says something about your family. It's only a matter of time. They ran in the same circles as my parents. It's inevitable. Then you'll know how it feels. And how you'll beg someone to believe you.
Okay, listen.
No. You know what? Piss off, Davis. Okay? Phone. End call. Well, that's me told.
Unknown number. Unknown number. Unknown number.
Hello?
Did you find it okay?
Hello? Did I find what okay?
The hidden way in.
Hi, who is this?
It's me, of course.
Well, me. This is Valerie, and I'm not sure who you are.
Valerie? I'm such an idiot. See, I was ringing someone about you. How embarrassing.
Oh, well, I hope it was something good you were ringing them for.
Kind of. As in, it'll be good for me.
So?
So what?
What were you ringing them for?
To see if they'd found the hidden way in.
What? The way into where?
The way into your house.
What? I thought you just said the way into my house.
Oh, you heard right. It's your eyes that were destroyed, not your ears.
Who is this? Why do you want to get into my house?
The funny thing is, you're going to find out, but believe me, you really, really don't want to know.
How did you get this number? I'm going to report you to the police. You're nothing but a troll, picking on good people. You don't know who you're dealing with, but you're going to find out.
And you're going to find out that bad things happen to bad people.
Grace? 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 Oh, God. 1, 2. Oh! Damn it! Ow! Okay, stop it, Valerie. Calm down. Calm down. Where's the wardrobe? Where's the wardrobe? Okay, there you are. Okay. Okay, turn left. 7 steps to the door. Go. One, two, three. 16, 17. Grace? Grace, can you come here a minute? I just got a really scary phone call. Another lunatic has somehow gotten our number. Grace? I can smell something burning. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, 8 steps from the door to the fridge. Just run your hand along the wall. Don't panic. 1, 2, 3... 4. Jesus, Mona. There's a door. Grace? Can you hear me? There is a door in the wall. I didn't even know it was there. It's just flat, like a piece of the wall has swung open. Did you open it? What's behind it? Are you down there? Sis! Sis, is that you? Make a sound again and I'll find you. Say it again. Are you near the cooker? I think I'm here. Oh, God. God, there's something burning. I don't know what to do. Sis? No. No, that's not you. Hey! Hey, stop! Whoever you are, I've called the police! I rang them as soon as your idiot friend accidentally rang me. And they're on the way. And they come faster for people with a lot of money, so I'd really recommend that you just get out. I have a knife! And I can hear you, you bastard! If you come near me, believe me, I will not hesitate to ram this thing straight into you. You can't sneak up on me. I can hear every creak. I know every sound of this house. I can hear every step you're taking. Oh, no. No. Grace! Door. So if you're intending to rob the place, you better get to it, scumbag.
We aren't here for things.
Well, what are you here for?
We're here for people.
For what?
You'll find out.
You'll never get through that door.
Poor little blind girl.
Shut up!
Safe behind the door.
Exactly! So get out!
But your sister's not.
Grace?
We know she's not in there with you. And when we find her, she'll scream and scream.
When?
Where is she, Valerie?
What?
Where is she?
In the kitchen.
We're going to find her. and everything that we were going to do to you.
Oh, God!
So don't go rushing off anywhere, okay?
Phone, ring, great. What if she's hiding and the phone starts ringing? It'll give her away. Phone, ring, 99. What if she left the house to grab something and is on the way back? That's why something was burning. She wasn't here. What if she walks in while the... Phone, text, Wait. Am I making a mistake? Please, please, God, don't let this be a mistake. Phone, text, Grace. Grace, where are you? People have broken into the house. They are dangerous. If you are hiding, stay hidden. If you left for something, don't come back in. I'm safe. Get the police. End text. Phone, ring 9. Go away! You won't get in!
Those police are taking an awfully long time. You did call them, right?
They'll be here any moment now.
All the things one can accomplish in a minute when you put your mind to it.
How many of you? How many of you are there? How did you know about the door?
You tell me something, and I'll tell you something.
I won't tell you anything, ever!
Text message from Grace.
No, no, no. Where did I put it?
I'm in the house. Are you okay?
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
I'm in the closet in the downstairs bathroom.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Stay where you are. We'll get through this. I love you, Valerie.
Wow. The wonders of modern technology. See you later.
Wait! Wait! I'll open the door. Leave her alone. I'll open the door.
Goody.
Open the door, you bastard.
I'm so excited.
I hate you. There you go. Come in then. And here's that knife I was telling you about in the kitchen. That's it! Keep screaming! I can see you in my head now! No one else heard. No one else heard the message. I can go back in. No, 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 no. Where's the phone? Phone, call 999. Call 999.
Emergency services.
Hello, my name is Valerie Draper. I want to report intruders. My sister and I are in danger. I'm blind. The address is Grosvenor Lodge. It's on the Dublin Road. Please get here as soon as you can. Please, please get here as soon as you can. End call. Oh God, how many more of them are there? How many? Maybe it's just one. I can deal with just one. Two, three, four.
Hello, my name is Grace Draper. I'm in Grosvenor Lodge. Yes, I'm so sorry. My sister called a few moments ago reporting an intruder. It was just me. She mistook me for someone else. She's blind. She got confused. Oh, do feel free to send someone if you like, but honestly, there's no point. If you must, I'll happily meet you at the gate. Thank you.
What are you doing?
I thought we'd never get you out of that room. I'll say this for you. You really can take a beating.
All this for money?
What? No, for legacy.
I don't understand.
And that's the problem. Look at you, covered in blood.
It's not mine.
Time to add more of yours to it then.
Oh, Jesus.
And Lazarus awoke and appeared to many.
Where am I?
You're right at the top of the stairs, at that secret door. You woke up just in time.
For what?
To feel every bit of this. Down you go.
Oh, my arm! My arm!
Whoops, look like you broke it.
So much pain.
I'll give you a moment to acclimatise. You'll get used to it. Funny what you can get used to.
What is this place? Who made the secret way in?
Who made it? The architect. It's a room, not a secret way in. The whole house was built around this room.
What are you talking about? This hasn't always been here.
Oh yes, it has. You just never bothered your arse to find out. You're barely ever here. Too busy swanning around being a socialite while we did all the work. I've seen this room hundreds and hundreds of times. It's kind of ironic that you're actually finally in it. And you'll still never see it.
You're making no...
Would you like to shut your big spoiled mouth for once in your life and I'll tell you? Well?
You said to shut my mouth.
Oh, piss off, Valerie. They brought me here when I was little. They knew I could handle it, you see. And they knew you couldn't. Because you were weak. And I hated you for that. You got to live with your bubble head up in the air. Ah, look, I'll stop picking on you. You're in a heap as it is. I'll cut you some slack.
Gee, thanks.
So basically, you know all those rumours about Mum and Dad. They were true.
What?
Yeah. Some girl escaped one time, don't ask me how, and she told someone, and then she told someone else. The wrong person, unfortunately for her, but fortunately for us. But the story was already out. They managed to keep it quiet for so long because anyone who ever knew this place existed was involved, so of course they'd never tell. Anyway, that's how the rumour started.
You have to be shitting me. The Mum and Dad were part of a group that tortures and kills people. That's sheer insanity. That's dangerous trash that goes around the internet. None of those stories are true.
Elite groups murdering people? Well, the majority aren't, for sure. But this one is.
Why would they do that?
They liked it. Do you need a better reason? Because there isn't one.
Not my Mum and Dad. No. No, I don't believe you.
Oh, you are so annoying. I'm going back upstairs.
Don't leave me here!
Fine, but stop being such a pain in the arse. What are you doing? Don't try to get up.
I'm rolling over. I'm lying on a broken arm. Oh, God. Why did you get involved?
At first because they forced me. And then I kept it going because I ended up liking it too. It's such a weird feeling to do that to something. But it can also be a really, really good feeling. Did it make you feel powerful when you killed that guy upstairs? It made you feel like you could do it again, didn't it? The seal was broken.
I was doing it to help you.
That's how it starts. I did it to help Mum and Dad.
Who was that guy upstairs?
A friend. Who knew we had to keep this quiet? Who knew that if you started selling property, because those two sadists put you in charge of the estate, that a lot of people, a lot of people, were going to be in some serious trouble?
So the trick was, I was going to be killed by a conspiracy nut?
Well, you still have to be. Especially now, right?
The thing you said in the restaurant before that guy so rudely blinded me with a fork. I agree. I never liked you either.
Isn't it great to get everything out in the open? I feel like a rock has lifted off me, to be honest. So, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go up and make sure the police you rang don't happen to turn up at the gate. Then we'll figure out how another nut, like the one who took your eyes, gets in and polishes you off. I suppose the one good thing is, when I shut you in here, you won't have to be afraid of the dark. You can enjoy feeling your way around the room and finding all the little tricks they used on people. That'll keep you occupied. What are you doing? Stop trying to get off!
Phone, ring the police.
No, give me that. Where is it?
Phone,
give me that.
Ring 999.
Give it to me!
The phone's still upstairs.
So of me. You don't have the knife anymore.
I still have my teeth. You were right. That did feel good.
The Person in the Empty Room was written and directed by Peter Dunn. It was edited and produced by Liam Geraghty. It starred Michelle McMahon, Margaret McAuliffe, Dunica O'Dea, and Liam Geraghty. You can keep updated with all things Petrified on Twitter and Instagram at Petrified_pod. Petrified is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.